fly all over the place like a little helicopter. And that's our boat.
I'm sitting in front of a laptop computer looking at recent footage of an icy blue LeConte Glacier taken by a flying drone. Oceanographer Jonathan Nash is pointing out areas of the glacier near the water.
This is classic sort of little calving events where little parts of things fall off.
There was one that was more impressive when we came up to the face.
That younger guy is Nash's son, Elliot, who is 12. He owns the drone.
Is it? Oh, this one's split. Yeah. It's split.
Yeah. Yeah, here it goes. Ready? And you watch this thing. Watch this. And the whole thing just goes.
And then the video stops, of course.
While it was Elliot's first trip to the glacier, his dad and other researchers had been there several times before. LeConte is the southernmost tidewater glacier in the northern hemisphere. It's easily accessible for scientists who want to understand what accelerates the rate of glacial loss and what keeps it stable. What they do know already is that glaciers suck in warm water from the deep ocean into bays and fjords. What happens is the glacier drains cold, fresh water through subglacial channels, kind of like rivers underneath the glacier. And that cold water rises against the glacier surface and pulls the deeper warm water along with it.
And so the more rapidly that warm water enters the bay and reaches the glacier face, the more it will erode the glacier.
Nash is trying to figure out just how quickly that process, known as feedback, happens by using LeConte as an example. What's the speed of the subglacial river? What's the temperature of the ocean water? The answers could lead to knowing how rapidly the glacier is retreating.
The question is how these feedbacks work. And the strength of that feedback is very poorly known, and especially in any of these climate models and models that are predicting sea level rise and projections of climate over the next, 10, 50, 100 years, don't have the dynamics of these processes properly sort of incorporated in the models. They have big fudge factors that they use. Oh, this happens, maybe that happens. And what we want to do is study the processes that are happening there.
So ideally, there could be some kind of calculation where if you figured out more details about the rivers and the incoming warm water, then you can make more predictions globally about the different glaciers.
Exactly.
Melting glacier ice matters because it would raise sea levels all over the world. Higher water would mean populated coastal areas are more susceptible to floods and storms. Nash says it won't happen overnight, but it will happen.
The amount it's risen now is relatively small. It's centimeters, less than a foot. But if all of the ice on Greenland melts, sea level will rise by about 5 meters, so roughly 15 to 20 feet. The predictions are sort of in the 100-year time frame that sea level could rise as much as a meter, and that would have huge implications.
Nash is part of a team of scientists from multiple universities and disciplines funded from the National Science Foundation to study LeConte. To help gather glacier data, Nash normally uses drone-operated unmanned kayaks. There was too much surface ice on this trip, so he took measurements from a boat and had his son's flying drone for a bird's-eye view of the glacier. Elliot was happy to oblige.
Because I can get way closer to it than in a boat. In a boat, you can't really get that close to it. As you can see, there's the calving, which makes giant waves.
Elliot has grown up in a generation where global warming and rising sea levels are in the news. It was a known fact when he was born. His dad, on the other hand, who is a professor of oceanography at Oregon State University, remembers a time when it wasn't so clear.
I was super skeptical at the onset, too. When people would ask me, is the climate change real? Is sea level rising? I would say, well, we don't really know. And then now, in the last decade, there has been just a tremendous amount of effort from the scientific community to try to pin these things down. And it is absolutely, all the evidence is conclusive, and it points to, one thing, and that is that carbon dioxide levels have increased due to humans.
And in turn, temperatures have risen globally. It's not a question of if glaciers will melt and sea levels will rise, but how soon. While Nash is using the Southeast Glacier to help figure out the details, perhaps his son's tech-savvy generation will soon be able to help too. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.